All right, time for your Monday morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. And we'll start with an offensive performance in Indianapolis, John, that really was quite offensive to anybody who likes good offense. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be a work in progress, but what's really progressing?
Well, nothing really progressed yesterday, and it would be false to say it did. And I think the biggest concern was, as we talked about, you expected them to be able to run, and they couldn't run. And then when they got the run stopped, didn't really do anything about it. So, all in all, a tough day.
Defensively speaking, now, that was their best half in the first mm-hmm. half. And quite honestly, they just wore down. So here's the elephant in the room now. How does that defense keep its spirits up, knowing that the offense isn't able to help it?
Well, I think it's a struggle. And I think they did a good job of it yesterday. They gave some plays in the third quarter, but the wheels didn't come off defensively the way maybe they had at times. That's an issue. I got the sense in the locker room that this team, offense and defense, was still together, but it's certainly something to watch.
And some intensive work for the coaching staff. Gus Bradley said it in the postgame yesterday. We have to take a strong look. What does he mean by that?
Well, I think he was more talking about why they couldn't get opportunities converted when they were in the red zone, when they had some turnovers, that they had a chance to maybe get in that game and take the lead, didn't do it. They've got to figure out why that keeps happening.
All right, those are the stories we're working on for you today here on Jaguars.com. Have a good Monday.